Let's open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们再翻到圣经以弗所书的第六章。
Verse 4.
四节。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
What the scriptures are talking about in this instance?
哦，在这个情况下，圣经所说的乃是。
Is the discipline and instruction of children.
就是教训和警戒养育儿女。
Is the primary responsibility of the father.
是父亲的主要责任。
The mother is also involved in this.
虽然母亲也在其中有份。
But the scriptures directly are speaking to fathers.
但是这段经文直接向父亲说话。
Now why is this important?
为什么这重要呢？
Many times the father is out of the house.
往往爸爸不在家。
And it gets to the point where the mother is the one always correcting.
所以到最后呢，妈妈总是在管教儿女。
And always disciplining.
总是妈妈在管。
Husbands, if you want to make your wife bitter, this is how to do it.
做丈夫的，如果你要你的妻子苦读，你就这么办吧。
She is teaching the children.
她在教导儿女。
Correcting the children.
她在管教儿女。
Disciplining the children.
她在教训他们。
And then you come home from work.
然后你从工作回家。
And playtime starts.
然后就开始玩了。
And you let the children get away with anything.
你让小孩干啥都行，不要紧。
And mother becomes the bad cop in the family.
是家里的坏的警察。
And you're the good guy.
你是那个好男人。
That is not the burden you should place upon your wife.
不，你不要把这个重担推到你妻子身上。
So it is primarily the father's job.
最主要是父亲的责任管教儿女。
Another thing that is important to point out here is anger.
另外一件很重要要指出的就是有关气生气的事情。
Provoking your children to anger.
惹你儿女的气。
How do you do that?
你怎么样惹女儿气？
There's almost an infinite number of ways.
有很多的方法啊。
But one of the ways is never to invest anything in your children.
第一个方法呢，就你从来不在你儿女身上投资。
And then to make demands upon them.
那成天要求他们做这个做那个。
Or to make demands upon them.
或者要求他们做事情
that they in no way can carry out.
是他们不能办到的事情。
To never be satisfied. To never bless your children.
你从来不满意你的孩子，从来不祝福你的孩子。
To never affirm your love for them.
从来不肯定你对他们的爱。
To never let them know how proud you are.
不 以他们为傲。
Many parents,
很多做父母的
especially those who come over from another country,
特别是从国外移民来的
they want their child to succeed.
他们要儿女能够成功发达出人头地
they want their child to get the best grade.
他们要孩子考高分成绩棒
if the child fails in something,
如果孩子成绩不够好
they push and they push and they push.
他们就推边打加油
that's wrong.
错。
Now we should teach our children not to be lazy.
当然我们要教孩子不要懒惰。
But sometimes the pressure that parents put on children to have academic success will lead them to the point of suicide.
那有时候父母亲啊给儿女施加压力，叫他们成功，叫他们在功课上能够出人头地，大到一个地步，孩子要自杀。
It also demonstrates something about the heart of the parent.
而且也把父母的心显明出来了。
You push your child to succeed in academics.
你把儿女推动他们要在成绩上名列前茅。
And you never study the Bible with them.
但你却从来不跟他们一起读圣经。
That means that the parents care more about the world than they do about the kingdom of heaven.
这表明父母亲对世界比神的国度更关心。
My wife and I, we homeschool.
我跟我太太，我们在家里教导儿女。
Now, I've spent a great deal of time in academic circles.
是我在这个学术界花了很多时间了。
I've been to universities and all sorts of things.
我上了大学等等，做了很多研究。
But academic excellence is not the primary goal of our homeschooling.
但是我们家里头教小孩的目的不是要他们在成绩上、学术上有什么成就。
Primary goal of our schooling.
我们家教的主要的目的
is that they come to know Jesus Christ.
是叫孩子能够认识耶稣基督。
And that Christ be formed in them, that they become mature Christians. Is that the primary goal for you, parents?
这是不是你们身为父母的，你们的最主要的终极目的呢？
Or would you rather just have them successful?
或者就是要孩子成绩考第一，上大学。
You can be the one who actually leads your child astray.
你可以把你的儿女带到歧途上去。
I know parents, for example, in the United States.
我知道有一些美国的父母。
They take their child to church on Sunday.
他们礼拜天把孩子带到教会。
But Monday through Friday, it's school.
礼拜一到礼拜六学习。
After school, it's soccer and football and baseball.
学习完了就是足球、篮球这个球那个球。
They all get home at 10 o'clock at night, totally exhausted.
他们晚上10点钟回家，累得半死。
That's not a family.
这不是家庭了。
It's not a home.
这不是一个温馨的家。
Most people don't have a home.
大多数人都没有家。
They have something like a hotel.
他们有一个旅店。
Where mom lives her life outside.
妈妈在外头过日子。
Dad lives his life outside.
爸爸也在外面过日子。
Each child lives their life with their friends.
每个孩子都有自己的朋友在外面。
And then at night they all come home to go to sleep.
晚上呢都回到旅店来睡觉。
That's not a home and that's not a family.
这不是个家，不是个家庭。
And that's no way to raise children.
在这儿无法叫孩子抚养长大。
That's no way to train them.
也没有办法训练孩子。
You see, you really don't have hardly any influence on your child.
你对你儿女根本没有办法产生影响。
This is very, very dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
Now, I can teach you all kinds of things about raising children.
我可以教你很多怎么样子抚养孩子的原则。
But I can't make you Christ-like.
但是我不能够使你更像基督。
And all the systems of training in the world will not help you if you're not growing in the image of Christ.
世界上所有的这些教育系统不会帮助你，如果你在效法基督上没有长进。
If you're not growing in the image of Christ,
如果你不是越来越像基督。
If you're not filled with the Spirit,
如果你不是被圣灵充满。
If you are fleshly and carnal,
如果你是属肉体的，属世界的。
Then you're going to be angry.
那么你就会生气。
And there's nothing you can do to stop it.
你不能够压抑你的气。
That's why the father's most important task is to grow in his knowledge of the scriptures and in conformity to Christ.
所以这爸爸最主要的责任就是要越来越效法基督，在圣经的知识上有长进，越来越像基督。
Another way to make a child angry.
另外一个方法惹你儿女的气就是。
Is just out of neglect.
就是你就忽略他，不管他。
Many men will say this.
很多男人会说,
I don't spend a quantity of time with my children, but I spend quality time with my children.
虽然我不花大量的时间跟孩子在一起，但是我的时间都是保值的。
Let me be as honest as I can be.
让我跟你说实话吧。
That's a lie.
那是谎言。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候,
every time you pray, does the presence of God come down and fill the room?
每次你祷告, 神的同在都充满这个房间吗?
No.
不见得。
A man may pray for months.
一个人可以祷告几个月。
But then,
然后,
every once in a while,
偶尔,
there's a sense in which the Lord has shown up.
你会感到神的灵在。
And he begins to work.
他开始工作。
And it's such a special time.
这是一个非常特别的时光。
Quality time flows out of a quantity of time.
是从这个大量的时间当中才会有保值的时间。
The more time you spend with the Lord,
你跟神的时间花的时间越长,
the more time you're going to have those moments in which there's true fellowship.
你就会有越多跟神真正交通的时光，那个时刻。
That's the same way with our children.
跟我们的儿女也是这样吗?
Don't neglect them.
不要忽略你的儿女。
And then think that you can just speak into their life.
你不要以为你忽略了他，然后跟他讲一句话就行了。
I like to look at it as bindings between me and my child.
我愿意看到我跟我的孩子当中的一个像捆绑一样。
Through spending time with them.
借着花时间跟他们在一块。
Or let me say it this way.
不如让我这么比喻吧。
Every moment I spend with my children,
我跟我儿女所花的每一分每一秒，
it's like ropes going around us, binding us together.
就像绳子把我们绑在一块一样。
And it gives me the opportunity to speak into their lives.
这给我机会可以向他们心灵说话。
They know that I care about them more than money.
他们知道我关心他们多过金钱。
They know I care about them more than a nice car.
他们知道我关心他们超过车。
I drive a $3,500 12 or 13 year old Jeep.
我开一部3500块钱开了12年的老爷吉普车。
And the side right door is all smashed in.
他旁边的门都被撞过了，撞进去了。
It's the meanest looking thing you've ever seen.
看起来丑八怪一个。
When I pull into a parking lot,
当我停到一个停车场，
all the new cars are afraid of me.
所有的新车都害怕我。
Because they know I've been in a lot of fights.
他知道我饱经沧桑。
And I've got nothing to lose.
我不怕撞。
And I don't care.
我才不在乎呢，撞。
I also save a lot of money on insurance.
而且我也省了很多保险费。
I just get liability.
我就最基本的保险就行。
Car breaks down on the side of the road, I just walk home and leave it there.
我的车如果在车路旁停了，我就下来，我走回家去。
You see, spending time with them gives me the opportunity to speak into their lives.
你知道，花时间在我儿女身上，给我机会向他们的心灵说话，影响他们，改变他们。
Here's what a man told me one time.
有一个人有一次告诉我，他说
，Paul，
保罗啊
，If you spend a lot of time with your children，
如果你跟你儿女花很多时间
，and you build a relationship of love with them，
你跟他们建立一个爱的关系啊。
Then they will forgive you when you make a mistake.
那么，如果你犯错误，他们会原谅你吗 ？Forgive or forget?
They will forgive.
他们会原谅你。
Also, another thing that will make a child angry.
还有一件事情可以惹儿女的怒，就是
a father that's a hypocrite.
就是一个假冒伪善的爸爸。
A father who says one thing and does another.
爸爸说这么说，做的是另一套。
A father who will not ask for forgiveness.
一个爸爸不肯谦卑认错。
Many times I have to go to my children.
往往我要到我孩子面前。
I go to my little 10-year-old Ian.
我到我十岁的儿子面前。
I say, Ian.
我说儿子啊。
I got mad at you.
我刚刚生气了。
And I was wrong.
我对不起，我错了。
Or I was impatient with you.
或者我对你没耐性。
And I was wrong.
我错了。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
You know what he'll say a lot of times?
你知道常常他会怎么说
？Oh, Dad, that's okay.
爸，没问题，没问题。
And I go.
我说不。
No.
我。
You must.
你必须。
Release me.
放掉我。
You must forgive me.
你必须原谅我。
You must speak that into my life.
你必须说出来。
Son, I'm asking for your forgiveness.
儿子，我在求你赦免我。
Okay, Dad.
哦，好吧，爸爸。
I forgive you.
赦免你。
Thank you.
谢谢，儿子。
You just relationship.
这是关系。
That's what the Christian life is about.
这就是基督徒的生命。
Relationships.
围绕着关系。
Now.I usually work about 12 hours a day.
我通常一天工作十二个钟头。
I have a lot to do.
我好多活要干。
Now I work in my own ministry.
我在我的服事当中我工作。
So that's an advantage.
这是我的一大优势。
I can get up very, very early.
我可以一大早起来。
And go to work when I want.
我什么时候要工作，我随时可以做。
So a lot of time, you know, go to work, be working at 5 in the morning.
有时候五点钟一大早就开始工作。
Why?
为什么呢
？So I can be home at 4 or 5.
好像我下午四五点钟就可以回家。
Why?
为什么
？To be with my family.
好与我的家人同在。
We have a rule in my house.
我家里头有个规矩啊。
While I'm out of the house, the children belong to my wife.
当我不在家的时候，这些孩子是我太太管。
But when I walk through that door,
那当我回到家里
，they belong to me.
孩子就属我管。
And they belong to me until
直到
I put them all to bed.
我把他们放到床上去。
They're mine.
在那段时间他们都是我的。
I've been gone all day.
我整天都不在家。
They're mine.
他们现在是我的。
That meant changing diapers.
意思就是现在我要给他换尿布。
That meant playing with my little daughter, some little doll game.
我要跟我小女孩玩洋娃娃的这些游戏。
I'm teaching her to shoot a gun, so she's kind of doing stuff now that I like.
我也教我女儿打枪啊，所以她开始做其他的事儿。
But being in their life,
我要在他们生命中。
There's no substitute for that.
没有取代的东西啊。
On a day off,
你放假的时候。
Spending it with family.
要跟你一家人花时间在一块。
Now here's something, guys, I want you to think about.
男人，有些事我让你想一想。
It's a good example.
这是一个好例子。
One day, I decided that on a Saturday I was going to take my boys fishing.
有一天呢，我决定我要礼拜六带我儿子去钓鱼。
So a really good friend of mine.
所以我有个很好的朋友。
And he has a son.
他也有个儿子。
He said, "What are you doing Saturday?"
他说，哎，礼拜六你干啥？
I'm taking my son's fishing.
我说我带我儿子去钓鱼啊。
He said, "Great."
他说太好了。
He said, "I'll come along with you."
那我跟你一块去好吗？
And bring my son.
把我儿子也带去。
I said, "No."
我说对不起，不行。
He said, "What?"
他说为什么？
Now we've done things together.
我们曾经一起钓鱼啊，打猎。
This is what I said to him.
我就跟他说了啊。
I'm spending a day fishing with my sons.
我要跟我的儿子一块钓鱼，因为。
If you go,
如果你跟着来,
you will talk to me.
你会跟我讲话,
our sons will talk together.
我们儿子就自己讲话, 你跟你儿子讲,
that does not qualify as a day with my sons.
那就不是我跟我儿子过的一天了。
Do you see that, man?
你看到没有?
Because you can do that.
因为你可以那么做,
it's wrong.
那是错的。
Then with my daughter,
跟我女儿也是,
it's the same thing.
也是如此。
We have to have a date time.
有时候我跟女儿约会。
We go out and do stuff.
我们出去一起做些事儿。
She likes to go to the park.
我女儿喜欢到公园。
So take her to the park.
我就带她到公园。
We climb on monkey bars.
我们一起爬那些儿童游戏。
And all these other things.
还有这些其他的。
She likes to go to the store.
她喜欢到商店里去。
So I take her to the store.
带她去店里头逛。
Do you see, this is what life is about.
这就是生命啊。
And then by doing these things,
我们一起做一些事儿,
you can speak into their lives.
你就可以有机会向他们心灵说话, 改变他们。
Now let me say this.
让我那么说,
and please don't misunderstand me.
请不要误会我。
Because we homeschool,
因为我们在家里头教育儿女,
and our children are with us most of the time.
我们的儿女呢, 大多数时间跟我们在一块。
People will say, "Well, how are they going to develop socially?"
那别人就说, 哎, 他们就没有这些社会交际能力啦。
If they're not with other children.
如果不跟别的孩子在一块, 怎么能够有这些?
Well, they're with other children sometimes.
是, 有时候也会跟别的孩子在一块。
But I always get that question.
但是我总是问他们。
I was teaching in England a couple years ago.
几年前我在英国教导。
And this man stood up and he said, "How are your children going to know how to interact with people socially if they're just with you?"
有人就会说，你整天在家里教育孩子，你的儿女怎么知道跟别的孩子相处呢？怎么会有这些社会的交际能力呢？
And I said, "Well, what do you mean?"
我说你什么意思啊？
He says, "Well, they need to be with other children in order to know how to act."
他们需要跟别的孩子在一块，才知道如何与人相处。
Said, "Really?"
我说真的吗?
I said, "You know, last night after I got through preaching, I went out into the streets of London."
你知道昨天晚上我讲道完了以后，我就到伦敦大街上去。
Looking for a fish and chips.
找零食吃。
And I said, "I saw children about the age of my son."
我看到有一些跟我孩子差不多大的孩子在路上。
They were saying things so vile that I never heard such language even when I was a lost man.
甚至我不信主的时候，我嘴巴出的话都不会像他们口里出的话那么肮脏污秽。
There were little girls exposing themselves to boys.
有些小女孩把自己露出来给男孩看。
Just how do you think those kids are going to socialize my children?
你说那些孩子怎么跟我的孩子怎么交往交际做朋友呢？
So by me turning my children over to that, they're going to learn how to interact in society?
把我的孩子交给这些孩子一起互相交往，他们就可以学习到人际关系。
All the filthy things I learned as a kid.
我小时候学那些脏的东西。
I didn't learn any of them from my mother and my father.
我不是从我爸妈那儿学的。
I learned all of it from other kids.
我是从别的孩子身上学到。
My son is 10.
我儿子现在十岁。
He travels with me when I preach.
我去讲道的时候，他跟着我一块儿去。
Oftentimes we have a heart cry table that has books on it and talks about the ministry.
有时候我们的新生会拆传有一个台子啊，讲到我们的工作事工。
If I can't be there, my 10-year-old stands behind the table.
如果我不能在那的话，我的十岁的孩子站在那个桌旁边，他来看顾。
And talks to adults about the ministry.
他跟那些大人讲我们这个拆传事工是怎么做怎么做。
So I guess he's really not socialized.
难道他不善于社交吗？是吗？
Now, but here's what I want you to see.
我要你看到的是，
at least in North America,
至少在北美，
a lot of times we say this.
常常我们会说，
what's happened to the family?
这家庭怎么搞的？
Brothers and sisters aren't close anymore.
兄弟姊妹不再有亲密的关系了。
Kids aren't close with their family.
小孩跟爸爸妈妈也疏远了。
How did this happen?
为什么会这样子呢？
Well, let me explain it to you.
让我解释。
I'll tell you exactly how it happened.
我告诉你是怎么发生的。
First of all, you throw Christianity out of the family. Don't expect to have a biblical family.
首先你把基督教丢到窗子外头，你就不会有一个合乎圣经的家庭了。
But second of all, I want you to think about this.
好，第二，我要你想想。
I had this wise...man and woman who have a large family talked to me one time.
我有这个很智慧的一对夫妻，他们有一个家庭，有一次跟我讲话。
And they told me that I ought to be careful about letting my children have a lot of friends.
他们说你要小心哦，不要让你的儿女啊有太多的朋友。
I thought that was kind of strange.
我觉得很奇怪哎。
But for the first probably.Five or six years of my two boys.
但是我两个小男孩是刚刚五六年的，大概五六年的时间。
We kind of lived out in the rural areas.
我们住在比较偏僻的农村一带。
They didn't really have a lot of friends.
他们那个时候没有很多的朋友。
And they were as close could be.
他们兄弟俩非常的亲密。
It's like one of them couldn't breathe without the other.
就像这个像双胞胎一样，不能够分开。
Best friends in the world.
世上最要好的朋友。
Then we moved to a place where they went to a real large church.
然后他们到了一个很大的教会，人多了。
And they met a few kids that were really good kids.
他们碰到几个小孩，都是很好的小朋友啊。
And they would come over.
他们会到我们家来。
And within a few weeks, you know what happened?
你知道几个星期之后发生什么事吗？
For the first time in our entire family.
这我们全家头一次。
Now our children were about Seven at that time.
那时候我们的孩子大概七岁、五岁的样子啊。
The first time.
头一次。
My son Ian.
我的大儿子。
Didn't really want to be with his younger brother anymore.
不愿意跟他弟弟在一块儿。
He wanted to be with his friend.
他要跟他的那些朋友在一块儿。
And he really didn't want to be with me anymore.
他也不愿意跟我在一块儿。
He wanted to be with his friend.
他要跟他朋友在一块儿。
And guess what?
你知道发生什么事吗？
We were creating an American family.
我们就产生了一个美国式的家庭。
No one wants to come home and eat.
没有人愿意一起回家一起吃饭。
Little brothers and little sisters are a nuisance.
小弟弟小妹妹讨厌。
You just want to get out of your house and be with your friends.
你要出去跟你的朋友们在一块儿，我们一伙的。
We stopped it.
我们就停止这样的事。
We stopped it until they were mature enough.
直到他们够成熟了。
You know what?
你知道吗？
If one of those friends comes over and visits,
如果他的朋友到我们家来探望，
a lot of times he's sitting over in the corner by himself and the two brothers are playing together.
往往呢，那个朋友自己坐在一个角落，这两个兄弟倒是成天玩在一块儿。
They want to be with their mom and dad.
他们愿意跟爸爸妈妈在一块儿。
They want to be together as brother and sister.
他们要兄弟姊妹自己在一块儿。
And you know what's amazing?
你知道很有趣的。
People will come up and say,
有人会说。
I've never seen a family like this in my life.
我一辈子没看到像这样的家庭。
How come? I mean, they just love you. I mean, they just want to be together.
他们愿意在一块儿彼此相爱。
How did you do that?
你怎么办得到？
And I tell them.
我就告诉他们。
And they go, man, that's weird. That's wrong.
他们说，哟，很奇怪耶，奇迹啊。
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子可以认出他们来。
academics in my home is not the most important thing.
学术, 成绩, 在我们家里头不是最重要的,
character.
而是品德,
Christ-likeness.
像基督,
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子,
I went to a really bad grade school and a really bad high school.
我去了一个很不好的小学, 很不好的中学,
I didn't learn anything.
我什么都没学到,
I decided to go to college.
我就决定上大学,
I go into an English class.
我去了一个英文课,
they told me to write a paragraph.
他叫我写一个段落,
with a thesis statement.
然后有一个主题,
and supporting sentences.
然后下面有支持的一些句子,
I didn't know what they were talking about.
我不晓得讲啥玩意儿,
I never even heard those words before.
我从来没听过什么 paragraph.
And I got an F.
我就得到 fantastic. F.
No, I got an F. I flunked.
Oh, flunk. That's what I mean.
No, I...
Fantastic means flunk.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. 就是不及格.
I guess it's called fantastic because we live in a society that calls good evil and evil good.
因为我活在一个黑白颠倒的时代.
But I did. I flunked.
我的确不及格.
At the end of the semester...
学期末了,
I got an A in the class.
我在得到A了, 我在班上。
Why?
为什么?
Because my dad taught me how to work.
因为我爸爸教我怎么努力学习。
I stayed in the library day and night.
我在图书馆昼夜, 在那儿读书。
It's character that triumphs.
是品德才能得胜。
Character.
是品德。
Now, it says that we are to bring our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
这里说到, 我们要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
I want us to go now to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看看提摩太后书的第三章。
Verse 15.
15节。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你从小明白圣经, 这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
圣经都神所默示的, 与教训督责, 使人归正, 教导人学义, 都是有意义的。
So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
叫属神人得以完全, 预备行各样的善事。
Now let's look at this passage.
我们看看这段经文啊。
You always see this passage as with regard to discipleship.
哦, 你看这段经文的时候, 往往是涉及到门徒训练。
But I want to show you how it gives an excellent pattern for raising children in the instruction and admonition of the Lord.
但我要叫你看到, 这段经文也涉及如何教育儿女, 照着主的教训和警戒教养儿女也有关系。
First of all, it says that it's the sacred writings that give us wisdom unto salvation.
好, 首先讲到, 是圣经使我们有得救的智慧。
What do you need to give your children?
你需要给你儿女什么东西呢?
The scriptures.
圣经。
The greatest gift I can give my children.
这是我可以给我儿女的最好的礼物。
It's the gospel of Jesus Christ manifested in the teaching of the scriptures.
是耶稣基督的福音从圣经中所显明的。
This is so extremely important.
这是极端的重要。
That they know the word of God.
孩子们要知道神的道。
Now this does not take a large part of the day to do.
你不需要花很长的时间来做这样的事。
But it does take up a big part of our lives.
但是需要我们生命的一大部分的时间去做, 很多时间去做。
Let me just share with you how we do discipleship at home.
让我告诉你我在家里头怎么样做门训。
In the evening.
在下午。
At least 4 or 5 times a week.
至少一个礼拜4-5次啊。
I tell my boys it's time for a Bible study.
我就告诉我的孩子, 哎, 要读圣经了, 读经的时间了。
We've been doing it together for about 2 years.
我们大概2年的时间一起来查考圣经。
Now before that we had to do it individually.
在那之前呢, 我们是个人读经。
Because my son Ian was learning to read and my son Evan had not yet learned to read.
因为我大儿子已经学会读书了, 那我二儿子呢, 还没学会读啊。
But now Ian is 10.
好, 现在大儿子10岁了。
Evan is 8.
小儿子8岁了。
So when they were 8 and 6, we could begin studying together.
所以当他们8岁跟6岁的时候, 我们就可以开始一起研读圣经了。
So here's what we do.
我们所做的是乃是,
in every study, we go through the book of Proverbs.
每次我们查经呢, 我们就看箴言,
7 verses a night.
一天晚上查7节,
when we get through with the book,
我们读完了整本箴言呢,
we start through it again.
我们又从头开始来过,
and I will do that with them all the days until they leave my home.
我会继续这样做, 直到他们离开我的家。
In addition to that,
除外呢,
we choose a book of the Bible.
我们还选一本圣经里的一卷书,
and we go through it verse by verse.
我们一节一节的一起查考。
About 4 to 5 times a week.
一个礼拜呢，查4次到5次。
Ian sits here.
我的大儿子坐在这里。
Evan, the 8-year-old, sits here.
小儿子坐在那儿。
And I say, Evan, okay, let's begin in Romans 9, verse 1.
我说小儿子好，我们从罗马书9章1节开始读。
And he'll read verse 1.
他就读第一节。
Then I'll explain to them what it means.
我就跟他解释这段经文的意思。
I'll answer questions.
然后回答他们的问题。
Then I go, okay, Ian, verse 2.
我说大儿子，看看第二节。
He'll read verse 2.
他就读。
I'll explain to them what it means.
我再跟他们解释。
And we go through the Bible like that.
我们整本圣经我们就这样慢慢的查。
Every night.
每天晚上。
The so-called academic experts,
那些所谓的学术专家,
have said that to become an expert in anything,
他们说你要成为任何事情的专家,
you need 10,000 hours of training.
你需要10,000个钟头的训练。
That's my goal.
这是我的目标。
That when they leave my home,
当我儿子离开家的时候,
they're experts.
他们会成为专家。
In the thing that will be most important in their life.
在那些最重要的事上成为专家。
Gospel and the scriptures.
就是福音和圣经。
And it's a joy.
这是我的喜乐。
It's a joy.
我很喜乐。
Now with my little girl who's just, she's 4 and she's getting, she can read 3-letter words, but that's about it.
我的女儿呢只有4岁, 她只能够读大概三个字母的这个字, 所以她还不行。
We go through a very simple children's Bible.
我们就看一本很简单儿童圣经。
We go through it twice.
2次。
Then we go to a more advanced Bible.
然后我们再看更难一点的圣经。
Then we go through another advanced Bible.
然后再进步。
Then we go into the scriptures themselves.
然后我们再回到圣经。
And then it'll be she reading the scriptures and me doing the commentary.
然后她来读圣经, 我来解经。
Another thing that we do to teach our children,
我们教孩子还有另外一件事,
is they read biographies.
他们去读那些名人的传记。
I can remember about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago,
我记得他1年半, 2年前了。
Ian was 8 years old.
我的大儿子8岁。
And I hear him kind of crying.
我听到他在哭。
I go up to his bedroom.
我就回到他的卧房。
He's on the side of his bed.
他在他床的旁边。
And he's reading the biography of the martyrdom of Polycarp.
他在读那个古代教父的殉道史。
And he's weeping.
他在哭。
Look how they're going to kill him, Dad.
你看看他们怎么杀他。
He's such an old man.
这是老人家，他们还杀他。
Why would they do this?
为什么他们要杀他？
Son, they may do that to your own father one day.
我说儿子啊，有一天他们肯定也把你爸爸给干掉。
Will you follow Christ?
你会跟随耶稣吗？
I want them to have heroes.
我要他们有生命中有英雄。
But heroes of the faith.
但是是信心的榜样的英雄。
I want them to read about Polycarp.
我要他们读这些教父的历史。
I want them to read about Spurgeon.
要读到斯布珍的历史。
I want them to read about Hudson Taylor.
要读到戴德生的传记。
And have the right kind of heroes.
要有对的英雄榜样。
There's a wonderful book series out there.
有一系列的书啊，很好的。
It's called the 10 Boys series.
是叫做10个男孩的系列。
There's also a 10 Girls series.
还有10个女孩的系列。
And it's biographies for children.
这些都是给孩子们看的。 传记,
about men and women of God that were mightily used to change history.
那些信心的伟人，男人、女人，他们被神所用的，他们的自传或传记。
So another thing that you need to understand.
还有一件事情需要明白的。
Be very careful with what's called academics today.
你要非常谨慎今天所谓的学术。
I will grant you. I will agree with you.
我同意你。
We have made great advances in technology.
我们在科学文明发展上有很大的进步,
but we are not an educated people.
但是我们不是一群受高深教育的一群。
Let me give you an example.
我给你个例子。
I studied in the university history, politics, science.
我在大学里头学习科学历史,
philosophy, logic. Graduated with my degree and then on with a master's.
我就毕业了，拿了大学文凭，我又学硕士。
One day a friend sent me a book on logic.
有一天我的朋友寄过一本书，是有关推理逻辑的。
I decided I'd read the first chapter.
我就决定看看第一章。
It was a work on classical logic.
这讲到是典型的推理逻辑。
I'd read other books on logic.
我读了很多有关逻辑的书。
In the university.
在大学里都学过了。
So I read the first chapter.
所以我就读那第一章。
Three times.
读了三遍。
And I said, okay.
我说哦，okay。
I understand his terminology.
我明白他用的词是什么意思。
I understand his definitions.
我明白他的定义了。
But this is a much higher logic than I've ever studied.
这个比我大学里学的逻辑学深奥得多。
And I put the book down.
我就把书放下来。
I went in the kitchen and I came back.
我就到厨房里头又回来。
And I looked at the front of the book.
我就看那本书的前页。
Because it really impressed me.
因为我看了觉得很。
And I noticed that it had a strange drawing on it.
我看到有一个很怪的一个图画。
I thought, what's that doing on the front of this book?
这本书前面这个怪的图画什么意思？
Because it was the picture of a school teacher.
因为这是一个老师的一幅画。
Standing over little children that looked to be about 9 years old.
大概9岁的孩子，这个老师在教他们。
And I thought, what's this book? What's this picture doing on this book?
我说这本书有这个图画什么意思？
And then I read the preface of the book.
然后我就看前面的序言。
That was the logic primer for grade school children in the colonial period.
这是在殖民地时代的早期的那个初期的小孩童学习逻辑的教科书。
And yet it was more advanced than anything I'd studied at the university.
但是比我大学所学的都要难得多得多，更高级。
We are not an educated people.
我们不是一群受到高等教育的一群。 真正有知识的。不。
And it's because we're not a biblical people.
因为我们不回到圣经。
You see, knowledge only exists because of a biblical God.
你知道，因为有一个圣经里的上帝，所以我们才有真正的知识。
The beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端呢。 只是的,
we need the scriptures.
所以我们需要圣经。
Now, I want you to look at something that's very important in verse 16.
我们再看看16节很重要的一件事。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable.
圣经都是神所默示的，是有益处的。
It is sufficient.
是充足的。
And I know it's sufficient because it says in verse 17, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
我知道圣经是充足的，足够用的，因为十七节说，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
If you believe that the Bible is the word of God,
如果你相信圣经是神的道，
that is not enough.
不够。
You must also believe that it is sufficient.
你必须相信圣经就够了。
For every need that man has.
人所有的一切的需要，有圣经就可以解决一切问题。
It is sufficient.
是充足的。
Do you realize that some of the greatest minds in the early history of England, the United States and Canada had only a Bible to read?
不知道，美国、加拿大这些最聪明的人，他们只有一本圣经而已。
Until they went off to the university.
直到他们上大学了。
And yet became some of the greatest minds ever.
他们成了最聪明、最智慧的人，有本圣经。
My little boy Evan.
我的儿子，小大儿子。
He struggled with reading when he was younger.
当他很小的时候，他读很有问题。
So what did I do?
我怎么办呢？
I didn't take him to read some book like, you know, Run Dick Run or something like that.
我没有叫他读一些什么儿童故事书。
I took him to the scriptures.
我带他们去读圣经。
And started teaching him 1 John.
教导他们约翰一书。
And now at 8 he reads fluently.
现在8岁他可以阅读能力很高，很好。
His brother has just finished his second book that was over 1,000 pages.
他的弟弟刚刚读完一本1000页的书。
What improved his reading so much?
是什么使他们的阅读能力提高那么快?
Reading the scriptures.
是读圣经使他们有进步。
Reading the word of God.
读神的道。
Renewing his mind.
使他的心灵更新。
Now, in teaching our children and disciplining our children,
我们教导我们的儿女还有管教他们。
I want you to see it. Something very important here.
我要你看见一件很重要的事。
The center of our teaching and discipline of our children ought to be the scriptures.
我们要借着圣经来教训我们的儿女。
Do you realize,
这是中心。
Do you realize that most parents never talk to their children about ethics until the children have done something wrong?
你知道大多数的父母啊，从来不教导儿女有关道德标准，直到孩子做错事才教导。
There's no teaching.
从来不教导。
But when the child does something wrong,
当孩子做错事,
that's when you start talking about the rules.
你就开始讲了，这个不准，那个不准,
that's
讲规矩,
absurd.
这是奇怪的。
It contradicts the scripture.
不可理喻, 这是违背圣经的。
Discipline
教训, 管教,
does not begin with punishment.
不是从打开始的。
Discipline begins with teaching.
管教是从教训开始。
So the first thing that we do is we take the word of God and we teach our children.
所以我们要做第一件事情，我们要拿着圣经来教训儿女，教导儿女。
Here's something that will really help.
这会帮真正帮助我们。
If I look at my children.
当我看我的儿女。
And I say you do this.
我说你要做这个。
And you don't do this.
不要做那个。
Because I said so.
因为爸爸这么说的。
I'm just a human.
我不过是个人而已。
I'm a human authority.
我是个人的权柄。
Ultimately, all true authority is derived from God.
最终极的权柄是从神而来的。
So I'm making myself kind of their God.
我就把自己变成神了。
I don't do that.
我不能那么做。
Imagine that this is God up here.
我们想象神在这儿啊。
And here's my children down here.
我的孩子在这儿。
I don't stand there and go, I'm telling you that you need to do this.
我不站在当中，我说你需要做这个，需要做那个。
Instead, I'm standing like this.
我乃是成为一个中介，一座桥梁。
And I read to them the scriptures.
我读圣经给他们听。
And I say, are you listening to what God is telling you and me to do?
你听见神要你跟我所做的事吗？我做中介。
The authority here is God.
这里的最高权柄是上帝。
And His Word.
是神的道。
What I tell you to do.
我所要你做的事。
Is what God is telling you and me to do.
是神叫你跟我去做的事。
So this is about you.
这是有关你的。
And God.
和神的关系。
I'm relaying the message.
我不过是在传达神的旨意给你而已。
And if you're responsible to obey this,
如果你有责任要顺服神的话,
so am I.
我也有责任要顺服。
So you teach them.
所以你教导教训他们。
Teach them.
教训教导他们。
You'll take your children to learn how to play baseball.
你把孩子带去教他怎么学打棒球。
You'll teach them how to play soccer.
怎么踢足球。
You teach them how to get a good job.
怎么样子找到好工作。
But you don't teach them the word of God.
但你却不教导他们神的道。
This is absurd.
这是不可理喻的。
So we go to the word of God.
所以我们要回到圣经。
This is right.
这是对的。
This is wrong.
那是错的。
This is what God says about your mother.
这是神说你怎么样对待你妈妈。
This is what God says about your brother.
这是神教导你怎么对待你的弟兄。
This is what God says about our home.
怎么对待你的家庭。
These are the rules that we follow because they're in here.
这些规矩我们要遵循，因为是记在经上的。
So you teach them.
所以你教导教训他们。
With the word of God.
用神的话来教训。
You don't just say, don't lie.
你不要说，不要撒谎。
You take the word of God and you show them the commands not to lie.
你要把圣经打开给他们看看，哎，圣经说不要做假见证。
And you show them from the book of Proverbs the consequences of lying.
你又从箴言给他们看看，你撒谎的结果就是这样下场。
You teach them what God says about a liar.
你告诉他们神说。 说谎人是怎么样的人？
You use the word of God.
你用神的道来教导他们。
And you teach them.
你教训督责他们，教导他们。
My two little boys know nothing about sex.
我两个孩子对男女的性关系一无所知。
But they know that they are to stay away from any girl and any woman that tries to get them to not follow the word of God.
但是他们知道他们要远离那些女人，叫他们不听神的道的女人，要远离他们。
They know it from the book of Proverbs.
他们从箴言学习到。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Now, not only teaching, but it also says this.
不仅仅是教训，而且圣经说。
Or reproof.
要督责。
To rebuke them.
督责就是责备他们。
And to tell them they're wrong.
告诉他们，哎，你错了，不对了。
Ian gets mad at his brother.
我大儿子跟我的小儿子有两个弟兄会生气。
Because his brother did something with his toy.
因为他的弟弟啊，做一些玩那个玩具。
The brother had no right to touch that toy.
他弟弟没权利碰那个玩具。
It belonged to his brother.
因为那属于他哥哥的。
Go to the scriptures.
就回到圣经。
Talk about property.
讲到拥有权。
Talk about ownership.
讲到所属权。
Talk about asking permission.
讲到 要向别人、要求才能够行。
Then go to the older brother.
然后你再到哥哥面前。
Talk about forgiveness.
要讲赦免。
Talk about patience.
圣经讲到要耐心。
Talk about what God demands.
讲到神所要求的是什么。
So you rebuke them and show them your impatience was wrong.
所以你督责他们，告诉他你的缺乏耐性不对。
And you touching your brother's stuff without permission was wrong.
你没有哥哥同意，你就拿你哥哥东西是错的。
But look what it says. It's not enough to teach and rebuke.
好，不仅仅教训督责还不够。
But also for correction.
还有使人归正，纠正啊。
You don't just tell your child you did this wrong.
你不仅仅告诉你孩子这个错了。
But you take the scriptures and you show him how he did it wrong.
你还要打开圣经告诉他他错在哪里。
And then you take the scriptures and show him how he should have responded.
你再把圣经打开告诉他他应该怎么样子回应。
You correct him with the scriptures.
你用圣经使他归正。
Do you see that?
看到没有？纠正他。
The word here, correction, comes from a Greek word.
这个使人归正啊，这个纠正是从一个希腊字来的。
Like when a soldier falls down.
这个提到当一个士兵倒下。
The other soldiers set him back up on his feet.
另外一个他同伴就把他扶起来。
Or when something falls over.
或者有些东西倒下来。
You put it right back straight.
你又把它放直了。
So you use the word of God to teach.
所以你用神的话来教训。
You use the word of God to show the child he was wrong.
你用神的道督责他，指出他错。
You use the word of God to show him how to do it right.
你又用神的话语教导他，他怎么样才能够做得对，纠正他，使他归正。
And then lastly,
最后
it says also for training in righteousness.
教导人学义。
Training.
教导就是训练。
Let me ask you a question.
让我 问你问题啊。
Do you train your child?
你是不是在训练你的儿女，教导他学艺呢？
You say, well, what do you mean?
那是什么意思啊？
Well, first of all, it's in the Bible.
首先是在圣经里教导人学艺。
Do you train them?
你训不训练你儿女，培训他们？
I shoot a longbow.
我开的是大弓。
It's very difficult to do.
很难拉大弓。
Now I can explain to you how to do it.
我可以跟你解释怎么样子。
I can teach you.
我也可以教导你。
With just verbal communication.
仅仅用我的言语来教导你。
But when you grab a hold of that bow.
但是当你抓到那个大弓的时候。
You're still not really going to know what to do.
你还不知道怎么样子，什么是上，什么是下。
So I'm going to give you a bow.
所以我就会给你一把弓。
I'm going to tell you how to look.
我就告诉你怎么看。
I'm going to watch your eyes.
我会看着你的眼睛。
I'm going to teach you how to move your arm out.
我教你怎么把手伸出来。
I'm going to teach you how to pull this arm back.
怎么把另外一只手往外
拉。I'm going to teach you about the muscles you should be using in the center of your back.
然后你怎么用你脊椎骨的那块肌肉。
I'm going to show you how to let go.
我告诉怎么样放手。
And then I'm going to show you about 100 times.
然后我示范一百次。
Until what?
直到什么时候？
It becomes second nature.
这成为你的第二个自然的反应。
When someone goes to study karate or kung fu,
或者有人去学柔道或者功夫，
they think they're going to start acting like Ip Man the first day.
他们想第一天就变成像李小龙这样。
And they go to class.
他们去上学。
I'll never forget my little boys.
我永远忘不了我那两个小男孩。
I took them to class.
我带他们去上学第一天。
And they were like, "Man, I can't wait."
他们说，哎呀，我迫不及待。
Dad, are we going to do flips in the air?
爸爸，我们是要天空大转啊，翻跟头啊。
And they stood there for an hour.
他们在那站了一个钟头。
Just learning to stand in one position right.
就是学怎么样站的姿势，一个姿势。
And then they did this for hours.
然后他们又这样子，几个钟头都这样子。
And my little boy is going, Dad, this is boring.
我儿子说，哎呀，闷死我了，成天就这样子。
But you know what?
你知道吗？
Teacher made him do it so long.
那个老师叫他不断的做做做做做。
And now if I walk through the hall,
如果我从客厅经过
，and my little boy's coming out of the shower,
我的儿子从那个洗澡间出来
，back fist,
他就给我背后一巴掌
，and he automatically goes,
他就很自然的就会打回来。
Training,
这是叫做。
Now you say, well, how does this work?
训练，你说怎么样子成功呢？
We lived out in the country.
我们住在乡下。
The first day we moved out there.
我们搬到乡下第一天。
My boys were so happy.
我的儿子好开心哦。
They were out of their mind.
他们就忘乎所以了。
They were shooting out the windows, some slingshots and everything else.
打弹弓啊，在那个窗口啊，都玩的不亦乐乎。
I'm sitting there trying to study.
我坐在那儿，我要读圣经啊。
My son Ian runs in the house.
我大儿子嘣嘣跑到房间来了。
Slams the door.
那个门砰一下关上。
Runs to his room.
又回到他的房间去了。
Two minutes later.
两分钟之后。
Runs out of his room.
又从他房间跑出来。
Opens the door.
打开大门。
Slams.
嘣。
And I'm like.
我气死了。没有气，没有气。
I gotta discipline somebody.
我说我必须要管教。
So I got up.
所以我就站起来。
And it was one of those times where the Lord just says,
那个时候神好像对我说，等会儿，等会儿。
Unbiblical reaction.
这是不合乎圣经的反应。
Ian came in.
大儿子又进来了。
Slammed the door again.
Boom.
I said, Ian.
我说儿子啊。
Don't slam the door.
不要再大力关门了。
Stop.
他停止了。
He said, Yes, sir.
说是的，爸爸。
He went in his room.
他回到房间。
Got all his BB guns.
拿到他的那个小枪。
Open the door.
又打开门。
Slammed it.
又嘣。
So I go to the door and I open it.
我就把门打开。
And here's what you need to realize.
你要了解啊。
He was not rebelling against me.
他不是在反叛我。
He wasn't.
他不是故意的。
He said, "Yes, sir."
他说是的，爸爸。
He meant it.
他也是很真诚的。
Then what was going on?
那怎么搞的呢？
Well, you got an eight-year-old boy so excited he doesn't know what to do.
是八岁的小男孩太兴奋了，他忘掉了。
He's not thinking at all.
他没有在想。
Does he need to be disciplined?
他需要被管教吗？
No, he needs to be trained.
不，他需要被训练。
I said, Ian, come here.
我说大儿子来。
He goes, yes, Dad.
他说是的，爸爸。
I go, I want you to open the door.
我要你把门打开。
I want you to go inside.
然后进到房子。
And I want you to close it.
然后把它轻轻关上。
And I don't want to hear a sound.
我不要听到任何声音。
Then I want you to open the door.
然后再把门打开。
I want you to go out.
出去。
And I want you to close it.
然后再把它关上。
And I want you to do that four times.
做四次。
So he goes.
他说
okay.
哦 okay, 爸爸。
Does it four times?
他就四次，然后进进出出，轻轻。
I go sit down.
我就坐下来。
Five minutes later, he comes in.
五分钟之后，他又跑进来了。
Slams the door.
又砰。
And when he did it,
当他这样做的时候
，right before he slammed it.
那在他没有关门之前
，he went oh.
他说哦哦。
I said, Ian, come here.
我说伊恩过来。
I want you to go in and out of the door.
我要你再进再出再进再出。
Eight times.
八次。
Now, if Ian is running 100 miles an hour,
哦，如果 Ian 跑一小时一百米
，and he comes to that door,
他来到那个门前
，he goes in slow motion,
他会慢慢来，他会慢动作。
My son didn't know how to act in a restaurant.
我儿子不知道如何在餐馆里头怎么样子活动。
I made a restaurant in the house.
我在家里头为他制造了一个餐馆。
Nice tablecloth.
很漂亮的餐巾纸。
Sat him down in that chair.
餐巾，我叫他坐下。
Sat him in the chair.
我叫他坐下来。
We stayed there until he learned how to act in a restaurant.
我就教他怎么样子在餐馆里头怎么样子。
Training.
规矩是怎么样？这是。
This is the way you undo your napkin. This is the way you hold a spoon.
这是你是怎么样子拿你的调羹儿。
Some of you may think this is silly.
有些人认为这很蠢啊。
It's part of being a dad.
这就是做爸爸的一部分的责任。
Teaching,
教训。
rebuking,
督责, 就是纠正,
correcting, and training,
使人归正, 然后教导人学义, 就是训练。
Let's say my one son has trouble with impatience.
我其中一个儿子啊, 不耐性啊,
it's time to memorize some scriptures with regard to impatience.
你就记一些有关耐性忍耐的经文。
I have to particularly watch him in that area.
我要仔细地看着他。
And when I see it coming up,
当我看到他不耐性的时候,
stop it.
我说停止。
You say, Brother Paul, man, that takes a lot of time.
保罗弟兄啊, 这花很多时间呢。
Yes, it does.
是的, 很花时间。
It takes a lot of time to be a dad.
需要很多时间做爸爸。
Now none of us will do this perfectly.
我们不会做得十全十美啊。
And I can't tell you this is exactly how you ought to do.
我也不是在教你, 你也应该跟我一模一样的去做。
But there are biblical principles here.
在圣经里头有一些原则,
that you should and must obey.
你应该也必须要遵行。
Especially if you're an elder.
特别你是一个长老。
Because if a man does not govern his own house properly, he cannot govern the church of God.
因为如果一个人连自己的家都不知道如何治理, 你更不知道如何料理神家的事, 教会的事。
It's investing in our children.
是在我们的儿女身上投资。
I have preached the gospel in many places.
我在很多地方传了福音。
I've preached the gospel in dangerous places.
在一些很危险的地带也传过。
But my family,
但是我的家,
has provided for me the greatest opportunity to die to self.
给我最大的机会向自己死。
In real and practical ways.
在很真实的、很实际的情况中, 给我机会舍己。
There's no fame in it.
这里没什么名声啊, 名誉啊,
There's no glory from men in it.
人也不会夸赞你, 说你好。
It's an opportunity to live the crucified life.
真的是在家庭里有机会过一个被钉死的生活。
In service to others.
来服侍别人。
Now, wives.
做妻子的。
Let's say that your husband has listened to some of these things.
我们说你的丈夫来这儿听到学到这一些啊。
And like me, he wants to do them.
像我一样，他愿意好，也愿意学习。
But like me, he does them not so perfect.
像我一样，他做的不很好。
You can be a great encouragement to him.
你或者可以成为他的很大的鼓励。
Or you can crush him.
或者你可以把他压下去。
You can point out the good that he is doing.
你可以指出他做的好的。
Or you can point out his failures.
或者你可以指出他还不完全的地方。
Let me say it this way.
让我这么说。
You can be an instrument of God in his life.
你可以在他生命中成为神的工具。
Or you can be an instrument of the devil.
或者你可以成为撒旦的工具。
You have a lot of power.
你有很大的能力。
For blessing,
或是祝福他,
and for curse,
或者咒诅他。
Because not only does your husband have to die to the world,
这不仅仅你的丈夫要向世界死,
but so must you, my dear sister.
亲爱的姊妹, 你也必须向世界死。
You must die to the world.
你必须也向世界死。
And the one who dies,
那个死的,
finds life.
就找到真正的生命。
In the next sermon, I don't know when it's going to be, but we will preach on the atoning work of Christ.
下一篇道, 我们会讲到基督的救赎。